someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love.
Lena Horne died Sunday night at the age of 92. You might say she was born 50 years too soon. She was too black for Hollywood and too light-skinned for the kids in her Brooklyn neighborhood who teased her for her fair complexion. But she was more than a pretty face and a graceful figure. She had a voice. A voice that took her to the Cotton Club at age 16 and then to NBC to replace Dinah Shore with the Chamber Music Society jazz series. A voice that seduced the country when she sang the title song in the movie Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
It was a voice that earned her roles in a string of movie musicals from MGM. At one point, she was asked to sing a tune made famous by her idol, Billie Holiday. Lena Horne refused, saying no one should sing any of Holiday's songs. And then, Horne says, Lady Day gave her some good advice.
Lena, you have children, don't you? I said, yes, I have two children. She said, you have to pay your rent. You don't have a husband. She said, do anything they ask you to do. And take care of yourself and your children.
Weary all the time.
Ah, the voice. The sultry, honey-coated tones that made you stop what you were doing and listen. But the voice didn't save her from the ugliness of prejudice. Her songs and movies were generally designed to be standalone solos so they could be edited out when they played in the South. And in later years, she talked during her concerts about being forced to use makeup to darken her skin so that movie audiences could immediately identify her the black woman.
You ever think of trying to pass?
My grandmother would have died. It would never occur to me to be anything but what I was.
The role that Lena Horne was born to play, Julie in Showboat, the beautiful light-skinned singer with African-American roots, the role that she sang in Till the Clouds Roll By in 1946, that role was given to Ava Gardner to play, a white actress whose singing voice was overdubbed by someone else in the film. But Lena Horne didn't need any overdubbing.
Hey! Baby, won't you love me or leave me or let me be lonely? You won't believe me, but I love you only.
She was the first black performer to get a long-term contract from a major Hollywood studio, and she appeared in a long string of MGM films, but never got a leading role. Her bubble bath scene in the all-black Cabin in the Sky was edited out because it was considered too risque. Lena Horne refused to sing for segregated audiences of soldiers during World War II. She worked with Eleanor Roosevelt to pass anti-lynching laws. She spoke at a rally with Medgar Evers before he was killed. And at age 80, she said this, "My identity is very clear to me now. I am a black woman. I'm free. I no longer have to be a credit. I don't have to be a symbol to anybody. I don't have to be a first to anybody. I don't have to be an imitation of a white woman that Hollywood sort of hoped I'd become. I'm me. And I'm like nobody else."
It's not easy being green, having to live each day the color of the leaves, when I think it would be so much nicer being red, or yellow, or gold, or something much more colorful like that.
A voice dripping with honeyed beauty and passion, a graceful personality that smiled through adversity, and a strong woman who made her own way in a world where she didn't fit on either side of the color line.
Maybe I shall meet him someday.